Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me this morning Juliet Langley, the after-school program coordinator with Youth Advocates of Sitka, and Ellie Campbell, the recreation activities specialist with Sitka Parks and Recreation. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us, Brooke. Thanks. It's always so nice to come in here, and it's fresh off of the drive energy. It's feeling really fun.
Yes. Awesome. And the weather is cooperating too this morning, which is unexpected.
We'll take it.
All good vibes. Yeah. And we're here to talk about something fun as well for a lot of listeners tuning in. This will be really relevant to them. We're here to talk about a program coming up next week called Lights On After School. Ellie, what is that?
Lights On After School is so much fun. It's a nationwide program all about highlighting the many great after school programs that different communities have to offer, keeping the quote unquote lights on after school, so that kids have somewhere fun and supportive and like positive to be. We're really, really excited to host this. This is our third year doing it with Parks and Rec. It's a big partnership this year with Parks and Recreation, Youth Advocates of Sitka, Sitka AmeriCorps, and the Sitka Conservation Society.
Okay. And what can we expect for people who come to this event, Lights On After School? Where is this going to be? When is it going to be? And then what's going to happen?
Yeah, Lights On is next Wednesday, November 5th from 5 to 7. It's going to be at Keet Gushaheen. So we'll have a room full of tables with all kinds of different after school programs. We'll have refreshments. We'll have door prizes. We'll have a free open gym. We'll have balloon animals. There will be a little demonstration from Sitka Skippers, the jump rope team. There will be a little performance from the Sitka Nutcracker to get us excited for the beginning of December. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, sounds like a lot going on. And it's a chance for people who aren't already involved in some of these after school programs to learn about them, what exactly they are, to kind of dabble in them a little bit. And I'm guessing that maybe even look into ones that are coming up in the future semesters. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk a little bit. There's so much going on.
Oh, yeah, of
in
course,
our
always.
Community. Yeah. So people will definitely get a chance to learn about it at this event, at the Lights On event. But I want to talk to you, Juliet, about some of the programs that are happening right now or that we can look forward to next semester. You're offering, is it three programs right now?
Yeah, we have three programs this fall semester.
And what age are your programs for?
Yeah, so I work exclusively with middle schoolers. So I'm just at Blatchley, 6th through 8th grade. We have three programs this fall. On Tuesdays, we have Movin' and Groovin', which runs from 3:30 to 5. On Thursday, we have Adventure Club, which is 3:30 to 5:30. And on Friday, we have Fab Friday, which is right after school, like 2:10 until 4 p.m.
Okay. Well, I want to hear more about these programs. So what is Movin' and Groovin' that's happening on Tuesday?
Yeah. So Movin' and Groovin', it was kind of invented a couple weeks ago because we were supposed to run Heart and Soul, which is the extension of Girls on the Run, but for middle school girls. And unfortunately, we didn't get enough signees, so we're going to push that off until the spring semester. But Movin' and Groovin' has the same focus as Heart and Soul. So it's about physical activity, getting moving, but in a fun, positive way. So we're playing a lot of games, but putting an exercise spin on them. For example, like Exercise Uno or Exercise Scrabble. So associating different words or different plays with exercises that we do right afterward.
I mean, I love Scrabble, so I'm so curious what Exercise Scrabble looks like. But so maybe there'll be an adult version someday, or I'll have to make it up myself. That sounds pretty fun. You also just get outside some too. Go for mostly walks, not running based.
Yeah, go for walks, explore the outdoors, that kind of thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. And then you have Adventure Club, and that's on Thursdays.
Yeah. So Adventure Club is in partnership with the Sitka Conservation Society, and it's all about exploring our connection with the outdoors and our community. So we're getting outdoors, doing adventures like hiking, shelter building, snorkeling, fishing, etc., and then also exploring that connection to people and place.
And actually, you mentioned shelter building. Isn't that something that you're doing this week?
Yes, on this Thursday, we're shelter building at Heron Cove.
At Heron Cove.
It'll be really fun.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And then Fab Friday. I believe we've talked a little bit about this on the air before, but tell us what Fab Friday is.
Yeah, Fab Friday is in partnership with the Sitka Sound Science Center. And the theme changes every semester, but no matter the theme, it's always an emphasis on art, science, and technology. And getting outdoors, playing games, having fun. The theme this semester is beach. So we're doing a lot about crabs. We did a snorkeling excursion last week when there was an in-service day. Yeah, so lots of fun activities.
Amazing. And I guess one question I have about these after-school programs, if a student is not necessarily enrolled in the full program, but they hear about, like, yeah, snorkeling happening on Friday, can they sign up for or join for one particular event, or how does that work?
Yeah, we'd love to have kids come as, like, a reoccurring activity just to get them there as much as possible. But if you still want to sign up, that is totally okay. All the programs are free too, so just drop by. And yeah, we'd love for you to try it out too. And then if it's your jam, keep coming. But
excellent.
If it's not, that's okay too.
And then I'm guessing they reach out to you if they decide they want to sign up. So how can people get a hold of you, Juliet?
Yeah, you can email me at juliet.langley@sitkayouth. That's juliet.langley@sitkayouth.org.
Okay, and that's just a taste of some of the after-school programs going on, because that's just for the middle schoolers.
Yeah.
And I do want to circle back around to Heart and Soul. What will that program be, and how? And do people just email you to sign up for that as well?
Yeah, if you're interested, please send me an email, and I can send you the link for registration for next semester. We're really trying to get enough signees to run that. It's a really sweet program about emphasizing physical activity along with social-emotional learning and building up confidence and making friends and just learning what being a woman means. It's for middle school girls, Heart and Soul.
Okay, specifically for girls and in the middle school range. Great. And that'll be next, probably starting in January?
Yeah, January or February. Yeah.
Okay, all right, great. Well, we do have a little bit of time to talk about some other after-school programs. So I want to ask you, Ellie, about, is it called After School Explorers?
Yeah, we've got After School Explorers Habitats running right now. We've got the lovely Katie Niedermeyer helping out with our first graders over at Hoots Elementary. They've been learning all about different kinds of biomes. I think the very first, I actually told this story on the drive, so it's funny that we're talking about it now. One of the first habitats that they went through kind of learning about was the desert, and I had to go to C-Mart with the city card and buy a sack of potatoes and toothpicks and go, yeah, this is no tax, it's for the city. And the person at C-Mart looked at me like I was crazy.
Like, what?
But they were learning about cactus, like cactus defense mechanisms.
Oh, cool.
Katie's been doing such a great job with those kids. They've been doing an art project every week, a science experiment every week, and a little bit of yoga. We're like so blessed to have her.
Oh, how fun.
It's been really, really sweet.
Yeah.
And that'll run through Thanksgiving, I believe.
Okay. So coming up next month, it'll come to a close. But if you're interested in this program, the After School Explorers, or any of the programs that Juliet was chatting about, plus so many other after school programs, you want to come out to the Lights On After School event. And again, when is that?
That's going to be next Wednesday, November 5th from 5 to 7 at Keet Gushaheen.
And this is also a free event. You can come anytime during that 2-hour window and you'll get a chance to see a little Nutcracker performance or excerpt from it.
Yeah. And some jump roping too. We're really excited about it.
Okay, great. Get some snacks and then learn about some of these after school programs. And there'll be a chance for people to sign up at this event as well.
Yeah, or get more information about stuff that's coming, about enrollment that'll come up in the new year. It's just a really great spot to get some extra information about what's going on.
Okay, excellent. Well, I want to have listeners get both of your contact information one more time so that they can reach out to sign up, or if they have questions about any of these after school programs or the event. So Juliet, do you mind giving us your email address once again?
Yeah, juliet.langley@sitkayouth.org.
And then the other person to contact is you, Ellie, and how should they reach you?
Yeah, folks can reach me at the office. It's 907-747-4031, or shoot us an email at recreation@cityofsitka.org.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I've been speaking with Juliet Langley, the After School Program Coordinator with Youth Advocates of Sitka, and Ellie Campbell, the Recreation Activities Specialist with Sitka's Parks and Recreation. We've been chatting about Lights On After School. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.